Hey everybody, this is Frankie B. I just wanted to wish everybody a happy 2017 and wanted to ring in the new year with some new episodes. They're interviews with some of my favorite artists. And this is the first one. This is Samurai Eye. Samurai Eye is he's an amazing artist, and he's kind of like the Stevie Wonder of reggae. The audio is kind of crazy in some parts, but I think the interview is still worth it, and I hope you enjoy these episodes, because they're kind of different. Let me know what you think, and go on to Frankie B's Reggae Session online, www.frankiebsreggaesession.com. So, without further ado, this is the Samurai Eye Session.
Blessed love. I'm Samurai Eye. I'm from Kingston, Jamaica, in a place called Kenkalkalka. My upbringing was a very humble one. So I had a very rough and a very humbling childhood experience. But the parents I had keep my man grounded. My father was the only one working, and he has five kids, you know, and he made sure that every day, no matter if it was one time of the day, but he made sure that food was on the table.
On top of the roof fighting, dear brothers.
I came afar, you know, that's the far
right.
Yeah, I used to see the world in a very violent way.
Don't hate. So throw away your gun. Throw away your bomb. Cause everyone wants to survive. Let's peace. Let's live in love and peace.
Rastafari, we're not perfect. But at the end of the day, the aim is to seek humility. Or to use humility.
Overcome everything.
So that is kind of why Rastafari changed our life.
Be right.
Bridget is the one who brought Iron Man to create a fresh fire. Bridget Anderson is Garnet Silk's manager. Yeah, and Judy Mowat. And she works with Martha Griffiths now. Her influence in the music and hearing me makes me feel humble to be one of those people. But the first opportunity that arose was my manager, Bridget Anderson. She took me to Rolling Stone Love. And in doing so, I sang Take Me Oja. I was a freestyle on the Zine rhythm. And that came for it, that song. And that brought for it the sounds of Black Dog. Stone Love is the one thing where it makes you want it, you want to work, you know. It makes you take what you're doing seriously and having fun with it at the same time. It's like a party in the studio. Fun every day. Fun every day. So I was working on the album, which I came to me and said some producers wanted me to do a song. I didn't know who they were before I did the song. Yeah. It was after I did the song, I knew that they were Silly Walks. I never even knew that they were the producers. Smile from each other, come back. They're very humble people, and I'm glad I put all that spirit into that song. Cause then I saw what the song meant to them while I was singing on stage. Yard, a sheep shall press, but I shall prevail, is a verse from the Bible, depicting the tribe of Yard. That's what the Bible speaks of when they speak of the tribe of Yard. Coming from the 12 tribes of Israel. So these are from a chapter, these are verses that I remember from me taking a chapter a day.
Hey, Willie Bang Bang, Willie Bang Bang, Willie Bang Bang, yeah. I work for Jah and not for man.
Evil forces shall press upon me, but I am Samri, the one who walks with Jah in the eyes of His Majesty.
Heart for a kingdom, God shall overcome. troops shall brace up against her. They've tried hard and they failed. Treading in the way of the Most High, righteousness will prevail. They come with their guns and their armor, trying to break I don't regular. But I'm protected by the Father. I call him my master, cause a troop shall press up on I. I will prevail, for I am God. A troop shall press up on I. I will prevail, for I know God, yeah. The demons are bracing on, but after a storm there is a calm. My brothers, please gather arms, for the war is on, it's on, yeah. I watch them set their traps daily, but Jah has never failed me. I'm protected by His Majesty. Who have ears will hear and who have eyes will see that a troop shall press upon bang, willy bang bang, willy bang bang, yeah. The works is for Jah and not for men, I say. Just because of money, they would have set us free. But a man will never bow to their slavery. Let's form the power of the Trinity. They can never keep the God in captivity. Cause a troop shall press up on me. I will prevail, for I am God, yeah. A troop shall raise up on me. Willy bang bang, willy bang bang, yeah. The works is for Jah and not for man, I say. Hey, willy bang bang, willy bang bang, willy bang bang, yeah. Them try shut the door, but Jah keep it open.
The Bible. A chapter idea.
The Bible is a guideline to a man's life. It's from the beginning of the Bible where these songs come forward. Songs like God, Scepter.
The scepter shall not depart from Judah and see Shiloh comes. It's a verse from the Bible.
With a song like Scepter. Scepter shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh comes, is a verse from the Bible. I think the Bible is very important. Everyone who taught the value, who taught you the value of becoming a man, or anyone, is following the values of a man from the Bible. So that's what I'm telling you. The Creator, the Almighty, the Christ that will continue to find true illumination is from the Bible. And I strongly believe in the Bible. And I really beg and urge every young youth as well as the old to read the Bible, man.
Great I am, knowing I am a part of the sea. Majesty has thought I that I'm a sacrifice, living every day to give Jah my life. The scepter shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh comes. Until Shiloh comes. The scepter shall not.
Praises to the Most High, living a humble life as a daily bread, reusing nature to live, nature as creator, and taking care of earth. That is Rastafari to me.
Haha, I tell you, it means my life. It means. Ita living to me is means basically living from the land, not living off of the land, living from the land, you know? Taking care of the land, so the land can take care of you. Eat it, shall it? Preserving earth, so earth will preserve you, basically. That is Ita living to me.
Shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh comes. Until Shiloh comes.
I feel like I am part of the reggae revival movement. Rick wasn't dead, so therefore it couldn't be revived.
Without the name that we're all giving homage to the elders. You know what I'm saying? That's why I give my respect, you know, to the elders. So I look up to them, you know. Hey, Willy Bang Bang, Willy Bang Bang, Willy Bang Bang. So, yeah, I think reggae revival, yeah, that's what it means. We're all doing as the youth of this generation is to, you know, give homage to the elders who have paved the way for us.
Why I can't
do music for most of them is because I'm under contract from my heart, you know, and not like, and I respect that, you know what I'm saying? I respect Rory to the, you know, to the max, so I don't mind being on that contract. Majority of the music that we have known from then till now, I'm thinking about music overall, not just reggae music. I've all been live instruments. I
just think live instruments give music feel. It's the music touch your soul and it's live. That's what I think. And then again, the drum machine. Not saying it's my favorite, but I think the message can get out. The message should get out.
Shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-bay. The way you wink, you got me, baby. Yeah, I see that twinkle in your eyes. Forever, your love I will always treasure. As the Rasta, me no one other. Royal African daughter, are you alone? My heart desire to have you close to me. Will light my eternal. I thank God for the opportunity to love you. Then you will always be my Ayata, my royal African daughter. Your beauty is sent from Jaja, my beautiful Nubian daughter. Are you alone, my prefer, my always and forever? Your beauty is sent from Jaja, my beautiful African daughter. Are you alone, my prefer, my always and forever? From my looking at your eyes, girl, I know I wanna hold you. Your sweetest embrace will set my heart. To love you, girl, then you will always be my Ayata, my royal African daughter. Oh, baby, yeah. African.
My plan for the 2013 is to release my album, man. Yeah, to get some work done so I can take care of my family. But the album will be released in February, though. It's an evolution in my life. Because these songs, I have to live what these songs are saying now. I've never done an album before. You know? I have to live by the word. Something I'll take to the future with me too as well, you know. So it's not just a music changer for me, it'll be a life changer, you know, something to change my life a positive way, give myself a positive walk in life.
Vampire, rasta, na gangsta. Now what to save myself? I'm here to set the people free. Jaja, he's here for you and me. Tell me if it's all why you are do this. And I'm an empty king of this palace. In fellow speak to me, cause I am sent by the evil beast. Truly I'm a lord. Light the country, let the earth smoke more. Earth is beauty, so let's smoke and let the whole world know. Rasta, no gangster. Now what to say, Master, no. I'm here to set the people free. Jaja is here for you and me. Rasta, no gangster. Now what to say, Master. I'm here to set the people free. Jaja is here for you and me.
Policeman. The song is about an officer walking up to a Rasta man, stating that the way how we are defined as gunmen, like this, they know that they target as gunmen, they target the people who look a certain way, and Rasta apparently fits that description. I've been stopped many times.
Oh, Rasta, no gangster. No walk to slave master, no. I'm here to set the people free. Jaja, he is here for you and me. Rasta, no gangster. No walk to slave master, no.
I've even been pulled by taxis and I've been searched at one point at night looking like a Rasta, acting like a Rasta, being a Rasta, just, and I'm still been asked questions even after I come from, even after I just came on tour, you know. So those are questions, you know, we are targeted. So the song Rasta and the Gangsta is to declare that from the CR Rasta and the Gangsta. You search me, you search me, you will find me. That's all. You know, you search and find my Rizla. So we say, you search and find my Rizla. No, you're asking where the Gunda Rasta. But I don't know what you're talking about, so beg your pardon, Mr. Officer. Those are the things, you know, that Rasta are subjected to most of the times in Jamaica, especially Rastas in the inner city, which is they get. Yeah, stigma, there's a stigma to that. Yeah. Band, you know, I like to big up my band, the Blackheart band, you know. So, yeah, I'd like to big my band up, cause me and my band, we gonna go everywhere together, man. So big up my band. Starting on my new family. Youth, them are young, from the ages of 8, from the ages of 16 to 22 or 23. You know, those are the ages that, you know, the Gitsy is the youngest, the drummer is the oldest. You know, I'm a percussionist,
with the drummer's father and the drum and, you know, and percussions, you know. It's a very beautiful band, you know, and we are young, so we only have one aim, you know, and it's to bring the message to everywhere in the world. So I think that would be a beautiful thing. So big up my band, shout out to the Blackheart, the Blackheart band, you know. You don't know, Adia is Samurai, and you're listening to Frankie B's Reggae Session.
So there it is, the Samurai Session. Special thanks to Bridget Anderson, Roy Stonelove, Dave Jaw Clark, and especially Samurai. It's pretty rad, right? It's pretty good. Don't forget, pick up Rasta Na Gangster on February 3rd, and pick up his album coming out in February as well. Yeah, let me know what you think. Again, go to Frankie B's Reggae Session. Go to www.frankiebreggaesession.com. Get online, listen to music, check out reviews, access to all my social networks. Let me know what you think. Happy 2017. We're out.
This is Frankie B's Reggae Session.